I work hard on that, and I know my patients really appreciate that too. If you're looking for a dentist who has affordable fees, a guarantee on the work that they do, but more importantly, understands that you, the patient, does not want to be hurt, then please give my office a call at 314-270-8552. That's Dr. Michael White, 314-270-8552. You can also see my website at sunsethills.dentist. That's sunsethills.dentist.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup or idea of business, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Gibraltar Capital. Yeah, it's fast and simple, and the capital can be used for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, or payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-331-5247. That's 1-800-331-5247. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral and no app or upfront fees. Approvals are fast and funds are available in 2 to 3 days. Call Gibraltar Capital at 1-800-331-5247. That's 1-800-331-5247. This is by far the fastest and best working capital solution available for existing restaurants, retailers, and service businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-331-5247 now.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
St. Charles, St. Louis, or Jefferson counties, need has no geographic boundaries when it comes to poor people, seniors, and the disabled trying to stay warm each winter.
St. Louis City, Madison, or St. Clair counties, and other parts of the region, the poor are struggling, making choices between heating and eating.
HeatUpSt.Louis.org takes 100% of your online donation. Need has no geographic boundaries. This is Melanie DeLeo, Chair.
This is Reverend Earl E. Nance, Jr. Help HeatUpSt.Louis.org.
Please make a donation.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Rocket, so get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I didn't know they had muscles. Wow. You learn so much here. Well, good afternoon. Oh, we'll get some Burke segment in. Okay, I didn't forget about it. Good afternoon and welcome to the January 12th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Something's bugging me. It's something that I was supposed to do this Saturday. Oh, that's right. Go to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting about it. Sorry, folks. Can't help it. We're brought to you by a brand new advertiser, Huber & Associates. Yeah, now they're in St. Louis. We'll tell you who they are and what they do after this.
Hey!
The control board. It's a man whose cold is a little better today. I can tell a big difference from today and yesterday, and I was ready to be mad if he gave it to me, but it looks like I avoided catching it from him. On the rebound, the way to recovery is Eon, the peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help with that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy says when he gets a cold, he heats and then shoves up each nostril. What kind of stick is it?
Cheese.
Cheese sticks. You know, you can buy those string cheese. He warms them and shoves them up his nostrils.
Oh.
He says that opens up the...
Really?
Yeah, that's what Rat Boy says. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. There you go. Bill Clavin is on the way. We are brought to you by Huber and Associates. Yes, you've never heard me mention this company before. This is a, and by the way, we're like on probation. This is a test. So if we get them some business, they'll probably stick around and be with us. So I'm going to ask you, to listen carefully. And if you are the person at your company who's in charge of IT services, you may very well want to know about these folks. I did quite a bit of reading about them. It's a very impressive company. Let me start by saying I don't know one thing about IT. All right, I don't run an enterprise, a company. I have never been that person at one that was in charge of that. It wasn't that many years ago. There was no such thing as IT. In fact, most people don't even know what that stands for. They go, yeah, the IT people for our company, yet they don't even know. What does it stand for, Dan? Do you know? See what I mean?
No, wait a minute. Left me.
Mm-hmm, sure did. Information technologies.
Yeah.
You didn't really know that, did you?
No, I did. I really did.
Now.
Internet technology.
Yep, that's it. You're right. He got it.
No, it's information.
I'm sorry. Yeah. He said internet.
He got it wrong right after you told him.
I wasn't even paying attention after I told you, you still didn't get it.
You're trying to say you didn't.
No, I
didn't. My goodness. I'm mad at myself because I didn't even hear him.
Oh, my goodness.
Edit that out.
Let's start this is our first day.
Let's start this whole thing over. For over 28 years, Huber and Associates has helped companies solve their problems using technology. They have IT solutions, help you reduce cost, increase productivity. This is a huge deal for a lot of companies. You may have in-house IT people who need support, need help, need a partner. This is your company. Maybe you want them to do it all. This is your company. And they're built on the dedication to excellent service, integrity, teamwork, and I like this part, having fun. Now, I don't know how you have fun with IT, but I'm sure it's possible. And I'm sure it's a lot easier to have fun when things are running smoothly and you don't have a lot of issues and a lot of problems. They focus on success. If they do what they're supposed to do properly, your business is going to run a lot more smoothly, be a lot more successful. Terms like, and you know what, even though I don't know a lot, cloud storage services for your business. All I know is that some of my stuff is on a cloud, some cloud, and it's a way to store things. These people are experts at this. Routers, switches, network security assessments. Those of you who are in business know exactly what I'm talking about. They are a unique IT consulting company, and they cover everything from network to software to custom software, and they focus on the client's needs to determine what they need to support their goals. They work with businesses to address any decisions related to technology. So here's the deal. Over time, we're going to tell you more about Huber and Associates. But if you want to check them out yourself, their website is teamhuber.com. I don't expect you to remember that. I've made it very easy for you. If you go to frankopinion.com, and you know what? As with a lot of things, I encourage people to go to the websites. And you know you can do that because, my goodness, you're a business. You're an enterprise. You have the ability to get online when you've got a couple of spare minutes and check this company out. And then you can take it further. You can talk to them. Teamhuber.com. If you can't remember it, go to frankopinion.com, and they're already up there on the sponsor page. Make it really easy. One click, and you're linked to their website. And there you will find everything you need to know. And what I'm hoping is, if you're a business and you need an IT partner and you need somebody to rescue you when you need to have that 911, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? Blank, blank, blank is down. This is the company. And I would ask you to go check out their website. And again, it's all the information is at frankopinion.com under sponsors. We welcome Huber and Associates. It's one of those businesses that, even though I don't know a whole lot about it, from what I can tell, they really do know what they're doing. So you'll be doing us a great favor if you would contact them and say, hey, I heard about your company on the large morning show in the afternoon, and I'm interested in finding out more about what you do and how you do it. Small to mid-sized businesses, they offer consulting services. In other words, they can do it all. They can do part of it. They can work with you, whatever. They'll customize it to fit your needs. Headquartered in Jefferson City, and they now have offices in St. Louis. Again, welcome to Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates, your IT partners. From, this is my IT guy. Did you know that, Bill Clement?
No.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's my IT guy.
Wow.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clement segment, starring, of course, Bill Clement, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It's easy to use. Please download it. Great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Clement.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. How we doing?
Good.
Great. We're doing great.
Good deal. I'd like to begin by saying hello. I was a guest speaker last night in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Stop
How's
it.
That?
Stop
what?
It.
O'Fallon, Illinois.
I used to live there.
I always say this wrong. Is it Kiwanis or Kiwani?
The Kiwanis.
Right? Kiwanis.
Yeah.
Kiwanis. All right. I had it right the first time.
I used to live there. I used to live on Highway 50 where O'Fallon and Fairview Heights sort of met.
When I was a kid, I used to go to the Kiwanis Club with my neighbor, Billy Carey, and we went, and the song was, "Come, go with me to Kiwanis Club. That's the Tuesday rule. Whenever we go out, the kids, they always shout, hey, come along with me to Kiwanis Club. No, 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 no."
That's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I know.
Are we clapping because it's over? Is that what I was
Why is
wanting?
It that everything Dan sings sounds like Reindeer Rock?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow. First of all, I'd like to apologize to the folks in O'Fallon for that song.
What did you speak to them about?
Talked about the Bill on the Road, talked about traveling across the United States. I shared some stories, things that I've learned during my travels, and we had a great time. They were a great audience, had a handful of folks who were listeners, and it was. I've never been to one of these things before. This group, they meet every Monday night, and so I get there, and the first thing they do, they stand up, they say the Pledge of Allegiance. They had a gentleman who got up, and he's saying, "God bless America." I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, way to go,
and,
boys.
Yeah, how about this?
Yeah.
And they do all sorts of charity events. They had this long list of things on their itinerary. They're doing all these charity drives to raise money for kids. And so I thought, well, good for these folks. And people just like them were out there doing this stuff and raising money and awareness of the things. So that was a great, great bunch of people.
How long did you speak?
About 3 hours. No, it was, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that.
Was there a Q&A? Did they ask you questions?
I had a few questions, mainly about if I had been to this place or that place, and got a few recommendations for folks, things to check out while I'm traveling. But it was a lot of fun.
You probably got recommendations like, yeah, next time why don't you go to the Knights of Columbus?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
come
man.
Back here again.
Yeah.
Stay out of O'Fallon.
Now, when you sneeze, does it cause a hurricane?
Yeah. Oh, now see.
Oh, I'm
do
sorry.
You like to travel? Why don't you hit the road right now? Good thing I wasn't in the audience.
Yeah, they were much nicer than you three. Let's put it that way.
Everybody is.
Put it that way. Well, according to a new study, the number of women attending comic book conventions has doubled in the last 5 years.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, went from 4 to 8. So that's a big jump. Big jump. And the NFL owners meeting held today, of course, in Houston, Texas. Yeah, nobody was really able to score an interview with Stan Kroenke. No, Sean Penn, he did, but nobody else was really able to. And elsewhere in Texas, in San Antonio, a grandmother found cocaine in her granola bar wrap.
What?
I'm sorry, but doesn't that make it an energy bar?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. And finally, this afternoon,
Remember the guy I feel sorry for who didn't have a chance when he tried to get into show business? Sean Pencil.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Pencil.
Yeah, hey. I did a show for me.
Leave that to Bill.
You're stepping all over my territory, pal.
So I just realized I probably ruined his final joke.
Yeah, that, man.
What I did was so funny that now he didn't have a chance. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think I got a shot here.
Okay.
A new poll is out that shows that just 10% of Americans have confidence in Congress. 10%. Yeah, to sort of put that into perspective for you, 15% of Americans have at one time or another had a show on KTRS. So that's the,
A jab at our station.
Wow. Yeah.
We don't appreciate that.
Wow, you will never work here.
That's right, buddy. Go sit with Scott Sherman.
The couch is crowded.
Yes, it is.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Now, we didn't have a Burke segment, so if we had done it, it'd be like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce. You know, as the show goes on, your cold is actually getting better.
Yeah.
The nose is feeling better.
As the show, I'm serious. This show is a healing, kind of healing power.
Yes.
All right. Well,
laughter heals.
Yes, it does.
I've been laughing 2.5 hours straight here.
Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This website that I go to about post. Usually, the audio I play belongs to, now the name escapes me.
Reddit? No?
No, the guy we always play that, oh my goodness, the 700 Club. Why is that?
Jim Baker.
Pat Robertson.
Oh. Pat Robertson, thank you. That's most of the time the audio clips I play.
Right.
Words of wisdom from Pat. But this one actually comes from Jim Baker, who is still...
Best.
On the air.
He's the best.
He is. Yes. And so he's discussing the weather and why we have the extreme weather nowadays that we have.
I bet
here.
It has something to do with homosexuality.
Well, let's just take a listen,
okay.
Shall we?
All right.
I'm a 50s boy, okay? And the other day, God was speaking to me to tell you to wake up. And, of course, when you get my age, your brain always goes back to your childhood, you know, or to your teen years. And the Everly Brothers were very popular back then. And, in fact, somebody, they used to tell me I looked a little like one of the Everly Brothers. But that was when I had hair and black hair.
And so
they sang a song called Wake Up, Little Susie, I think was the name of the song. But God was speaking, tell the people, wake up. People, I was singing, wake up, little Susie. I'm not saying, wake up, people.
He's going anywhere?
Yeah. This year ended with some of the most outlandish storms at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Rick Joyner warned us, and he said, when you see extremes, it's a warning from God.
Yes.
Now, just, you know, earthquakes in diverse places, it's not earthquakes. It's earthquakes in many places. The word divers, of course, means many places.
Right.
Most kids probably wouldn't have any idea what earthquakes in divers places even mean. Mm-hmm. I want people to know the word. And so, earthquakes in many places.
Right.
And so, the storms are going to rock. Christmas Day, I think it was.
Christmas Day and the day after Christmas, there was wildfires in California.
I think the wildfires started on Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had wildfires, we had tornadoes, and we had blizzards. People killed.
What the heck is he talking about?
And flood, oh, man,
you get the reason why here in a minute.
Was 80-something degrees.
Right.
And then a blizzard on the other, in the same state.
That's right. Amarillo. That close to 2 feet of snow.
So then flooding, worst flooding probably in years, I think it was back to 1800 or something. Mississippi River, the lakes here are full, all around here. Mm-hmm. Tremendous flooding.
That's right. Tornadoes in Texas. Can you stop for just a second, Paul?
Who are these losers sitting there going,
well, there's a huge panel, and then there's a huge room of people actually sitting listening to this, too. It's the Jim Baker Show. Goodness. He has his own show.
I know. Out of Branson.
Like, here comes the, here it goes.
Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma. So...
Oh, wait a minute.
What happened?
Where's the clip cut off?
You've got to be kidding me.
The clip
we
cut
suffered
off?
Through, we suffered through all of that, and you don't have...
The payoff. No, I don't. I extremely apologize.
Get Abuse Boy on the phone right now. You know right
oh,
now
my goodness.
People are mad at you.
Yes, no, I would be too.
What's your email address?
I want to fucking
give it to him. You wasted 3 minutes of their time.
I want to find out why.
Yeah, I'm well, waiting to know why we had all these disasters.
Well, he said it's the spirit of ISIS.
The spirit of ISIS?
Yes,
causing
he said it's
flooding?
The white horse of the Antichrist spirit, the ISIS spirit.
That's what
that's why
him.
He's saying we're getting all this.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
What's your email address? No, I'm serious. Give it to him. Because I don't want him emailing me. It's Eon. It's Eon the Peon.
Right.
IanThePeon at gmail.com.
That
you
is,
can email him
yeah,
and say,
know.
I sat in my car waiting for Jim Baker to tell me why we had these disasters. And you didn't even have the ending.
I can't believe that.
Right. Well, you have a cold. That's fine.
Welcome to my world.
Holy cow.
Oh.
Folks, if you ever, when
apologize,
you, when you hear a guy say, you know, yesterday God spoke to me, run for your life. Run for your life. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Lister sent me a picture of a gas pump, and it just said on Manchester, the subject line was gas on Manchester. I don't know where on Manchester. How about this? $1.39.
Whoa. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. And if you got a voicemail or a call saying that the IRS had a warrant out for your arrest and you'd been charged with a crime, ignore that. I mean, absolutely. My wife got two of them. They're about to be arrested. Relax. It's just a scam. Don't worry about it. This joke I've told for 30 years, and it's a short joke. But people always like it, and it's just ridiculous, but you'll see. Two women at work, and there's a floral delivery. Let's say it's Walter Noel, brings into the office this spectacular arrangement of flowers. And the other woman who's there looks at them and says to the woman they're delivered to, she said, oh, my goodness. Who are those from? She says, they're from my husband. And she said, whoa, you don't even seem excited. Look at this. I've never seen such an arrangement of flowers. You don't even seem excited. She said, well, I know what this means. This means I'm going to spend the whole weekend with my legs apart. And her friend says, why? Don't you have a vase?
All right, let's see how the traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Wild.
Well, that's just the thing, Dan. It's not really moving. We've got this accident on northbound 170, and it is at Page, and it's blocking two left lanes, only the right lane getting through, so it's solid back to Highway 40. You've got southbound 270, bumper to bumper now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. It's slow from Highway 44 through Gravois. You've got, looks like westbound 44, pretty slow now from Grand to about Hampton, and then things open up. You'll be heavy as you get out toward Guyer Road, approaching Highway 270. Eastbound 270, that stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. You've got westbound 364, that looks like it's bumper-to-bumper from the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94, and they were still working with that accident down at the Jefferson County, Francis County line. On southbound 67, just before Highway V, and now I'm looking at westbound Highway 40, and that's jammed up from about Grand, and that goes all the way out through McCausland. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Your business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps can help by providing accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis. Whenever you need them, call today. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550. KTRS Airborne Traffic.
It's the Tigers versus the Razorbacks.
Bang! Today, the Arkansas Razorbacks head to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8. Exclusively on KTRS. We are Missouri.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
If you don't have life insurance because you think you can't afford it, stay tuned for the following special opportunity. A life insurance company is now offering affordable term life insurance to the American public for under $1 a day, so you can finally protect your family's financial future. But hurry, call immediately for free information. 1-800-554-6922. The call only takes 5 minutes and it's absolutely free. With this affordable insurance, if you're a 40-year-old man who doesn't smoke, you could get a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's a $500,000 to protect your family's dreams. If you thought you couldn't afford life insurance, well, now you can. Make the quick 5-minute call now and secure your family's financial future. That's free information on term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for under $1 a day. Don't miss this special opportunity. Call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-554-6922. That's 1-800-554-6922.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers, so you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675-6799.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactive has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Introducing Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu. Any two or more of your favorites at just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let
I don't
me
know
go
anything about wine. Never have been that interested in it, but it's the lifeblood of this guy. What would he do? What would his report even be like if he didn't have a bottle of wine? Can't even imagine. Don't want to hear it.
That'd be boring.
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine that. His name is Mike Evans. He's practically a sommelier. Don't they call him P.I.?
Yeah.
Sommelier?
Yes.
His real talent is giving you Hollywood scoopage. He'll show you that in a moment, but I have to tell you first that he's brought to you by Annie Guns. My dinner tonight will be something that my wife will pick up and take home from the smokehouse. I gave her a night off from cooking tonight. I said, hey, you spend a night... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Oh, I'm thinking somebody else. Okay, fine. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. And gift cards are always a good idea. It doesn't just have to be for the holidays. They sell them every day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is... I got two lines here. A solid and a blinker. And I don't have a screen, so which one is he on?
There you
the
go.
Blinker.
On Sorry. The blinker? Okay.
I got
knuckleheads. Here is... I guess this is the right one. You got Mike Evans, everybody.
Yep.
That was awkward and unprofessional. How's it going, Homer?
Were you being mean to him?
No, they messed up and didn't give me the screen to tell me which line you're on. It's their fault. They'll pay. They'll pay. They'll pay dearly.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, we got a pop quiz question for you.
Okay.
Name the name of the star who does impressions. Says his best impression is a perfect Bill Clinton.
You got a cold?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So does Pia.
I'm going to have a drink of wine for that.
That's actually a good cure, I think. What he just did is called aeration. He's aerating the wine as he drinks
in his mouth.
Yes, this is what true professional wine drinkers do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who does great impressions, and especially of Bill Clinton? Kevin Spacey. Bryan Cranston. Steve Carell. Daniel Craig, answer in a minute. Some odds and ends, while in a vacation in Hawaii, Obama looked at a home at 51 Kaikea Street in Kailua, Oahu. Oceanfront on 2.5 acres cost $28 million, Where did Obama get $28 million?
Well, it's not that he has it now. It's that he will have it. And he will have it. Look at the money Bill Clinton has made speaking.
Oh, yeah.
And Barack Obama is going to get more speaking engagements than he can even handle. He will make a ton of money.
I thought he was going to hit the lottery or something.
No, I saw the numbers on Clinton. It's staggering.
Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Jennifer Lopez, they love to scream about women and human rights, but they are the three most guilty people in Hollywood for taking millions of dollars to do private parties and concerts for dictators whose women and human rights in some of their countries are so bad they're not even allowed in the United Nations. Shame, shame, shame on Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Jennifer Lopez. They've tried to keep this quiet for years, but now it's starting to come out.
Yeah, they're such hypocrites.
And they do like three or four each a year, where they go to these African countries and will be paid $1 million and all expenses and do a two-hour show and for these dictators, for dictators' daughter's birthday or something. Women abuser Floyd Mayweather believes that fellow woman abuser Bill Cosby is being railroaded.
I agree with him.
Oh, sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Yes. Here you got that Floyd Mayweather who's actually done jail time for beating his baby mama a couple of times. Unbelievable. More legal buzz. First talk. We talked about this yesterday, and I gave you a little preview. First talk, the Mexican and American authorities want to speak to Sean Penn after that meeting of El Chapo. And now, yesterday afternoon, just before I talked to you, I talked to somebody that said that there's a report in Mexico that the cartel that Chapo heads, they believe that, that Penn's loud mouth might have led to Chapo's arrest. So they... The talk is that he put out a contract on Sean Penn.
Beautiful.
Sean Penn, one of Sean Penn's closest friends, says that Penn loves villains who hate America.
Yeah, well, get out.
And that's why I hate Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, drunk and disorderly, just avoided arrest in New York at a bar Saturday night. Police were called, but she didn't get arrested. Can't teach old dog, new tricks, I guess. New York Post headline about the story of Justin Bieber last week in Mexico about him taking off his paints to climb on some religious Mayan ruins. Oh. He was asked to leave the area, then he was asked to leave Mexico. New York Post headline screamed, "Beads and the Temple of Dumb."
Yeah, and that is pretty stupid.
Date in history, January 12, 1969. Probably one of the most talked about Super Bowls ever. Super Bowl III, won by Joe Namath, who predicted that his Namath and his New York Jets would beat Johnny Unitas and the Baltimore Colts.
What year? 69?
1969.
That was only the third Super Bowl?
That was Super Bowl III.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I thought it started a lot earlier than that.
No, this year is the 50th Super Bowl.
Well, how did you figure that out?
Because it's been all over the newspapers everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah. I remember it because, especially...
Well, first of all, it was your 30th birthday, I believe.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Being mean to him.
That means he's 80.
At halftime of that game, I got a call that they had found my father and he had passed away.
Oh, see? That turned out to be a really sad story.
So thanks, you also took a shot at it.
No, man, now I feel horrible. I feel so horrible. Not.
Oh. Also on this date in history, 1995, 21 years ago today, the O.J. Simpson murder trial started.
Holy I cannot cow. Believe that's been that long.
I can't
either. So if you're celebrating your 21st birthday today, you can go out and celebrate by having a drink because this is the day that O.J.'s trial started.
Have a glass of orange juice. Have some O.J.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
See, now
what was blah, blah, blah? What does that mean?
That was Bing Crosby because he used to do the orange juice commercial.
Hey, you're familiar with the Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Peace on Earth thing, Drummer Boy, aren't you?
Oh, here it comes.
No, are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Are you serious? You're serious? Bing Crosby and David Bowie, when they did Little Drummer Boy for the Christmas special, I think in 1977, you've never heard that?
No.
Okay, well, there goes that bit.
Wow.
We're not going to be able to do that because he's not familiar with it. Go on YouTube and just type in Bowie and Crosby. It's terrific.
It's really good.
It's very good. A duet, a pairing that at the time seemed
like, what? But it turned out great.
David Glory was a great guy. Bean Crosby was a jerk.
Oh, he was a mean man.
He beat his kids.
I interviewed him one time.
Really? I never met him.
I said, Bing, hear you, you're a pretty tough dad. I said, if one of your kids came home 1 minute after curfew, what would you do? Here's what he said. I'd beat the hell out of him.
With some frozen orange juice.
That is unbelievable.
I'd take a can of Minute Maid orange juice, frozen hard, solid like a rock, and I'd hit him right in the skull with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was mean.
Oh, Frank, it's just amazing how you get this.
I get all the big names.
All the big names.
Interview, yeah.
And finally.
Oh.
See, Dan's the only one that hates this.
No, it's me.
Peon that one. Oh.
Name the name of the star who does impressions, says his best impression is Bill Clinton.
Well, yours isn't.
You know, why are you so mean to him?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yours isn't.
I feel bad.
No, he does.
And I just talked about how good you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Kevin Spacey, Bryan Cranston, Steve Carell, or Daniel Craig?
I think we're supposed to go with...
I know where you're headed Kevin with this. Spacey, we're supposed to say Kevin Spacey, and we're going to be wrong.
I'm going
to
say Steve Carell.
I'm going to say Kevin Spacey.
I'm going to go for the least likely, Daniel Craig.
The answer is Kevin Spacey.
Oh, my goodness!
He outwitted you.
He got us.
You understand now?
He got us.
All right, Mike Evans, see you.
He outwitted you.
It was the obvious one.
Reverse psychology.
We thought because it was so obvious that it wouldn't be...
Yep.
Now, you know the word is that Spacey's gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that. But he did Johnny Carson. Man, he...
Well, no, very few people did Carson.
Yeah, he could do him great.
And most of it was mannerism.
Yeah.
I mean, if you couldn't see what Spacey was doing, you'd go, well, that's an okay Carson. But if you watch him do it, he nails it. It was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union. I'm proud to say that. I'm sure there are other places to bank that are good places to bank. I don't care about those places, and you shouldn't either, because you're AM and the PM. We care about the people that make this show possible, and in this case, also make the yard sale possible on Saturday morning. If you've never heard the yard sale, I'm inviting you, find a way to remind yourself, set an alarm or whatever, 7 o'clock every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner is the host. It's what radio should be. It's fun to listen to. It's interactive. People call. They have things. It's old-fashioned radio. And it still works. And the audience loves it. And there's a big, loyal following. And you'll hear that, and you'll become part of that every Saturday morning. And the reason I mention it again is there's only one sponsor, and that's First Community Credit Union. This really is a terrific place to bank. It's got a small bank sort of feel, but they're not small at all. They're the largest, because it's not really a bank, because the word bank is not in it, but you do all your banking there. And they may feel like a neighborhood sort of bank and have that attitude or banking facility, but the truth is it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 42 locations, and very soon I'm going to get the word that there'll be 43 and then 44, because every day, today's no exception, people are closing out their accounts at other places wherever they were banking and moving and becoming members with us at First Community Credit Union. Why don't you be one of them? Here's their website, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, I'll tell you what, we've got problems in the South County area, and they're all in McKenzie. You've got southbound, you've got McKenzie right in front of Afton High School. Only the right lane is getting through in each direction. Southbound is being affected by that more. And then what just happened here on McKenzie at Rivas Barracks, right on the curve. Only the right lane is getting through there, and you are backed up to Rivas Road. Also, they have cleared the accident on northbound 170 at Page. So things are thinning out there. We do have a crash on eastbound Highway 40 just before Highway 141. That had the left lane blocked, and you were backed up west of Timberlake Manor. Does look like westbound 364 has thinned out. Southbound 270 is still stop and go from, it looks like, approaching Olive down through Highway 44. And then you're a little bit slow up through Graboid. On hockey traffic coming in, eastbound 40 is slowing from Clayton Larson in through Big Bend. And it looks like westbound 70 is still running pretty heavy. We had a stall at Jennings Station Road blocking a highway there, and they're blocking a lane. And then eastbound 270 jams east of McDonald. This traffic report brought to you by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hump by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Will the Rams stay or go? The decision in the hands of NFL owners. We are live in Houston.
And here at home.
I think they should stay. And just because it makes St. Louis, you know, not only does Cardinals make St. Louis, we also need a football team here too.
As fans anxiously await word on whether St. Louis will still have a team.
The parents of a little boy who was gunned down talk about their wonderful child, while the major case squad continues to investigate.
Getting a traffic ticket can sometimes cost you a fortune, but today in North County, it could make you one.
First on Fox, watching and waiting. The fate of football in St. Louis could come down to three votes.
That is the number that the Rams came up short in getting owners to approve the